Okay, let's just start with a hard truth. If you work in corporate learning or marketing or really any job where you have to get ideas out of your head and into someone else's, you are probably drowning right now.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The term is content saturation.
Yeah.
It is the defining economic reality of, well, the modern internet and by extension, the modern enterprise.
It really feels like we're running on a treadmill that just keeps speeding up, doesn't it? The demand for content videos, podcasts, courses, updates, it feels infinite.
Yeah.
But our ability to actually make the stuff, that is very, very finite.
Exactly. And that is the tension we're exploring today. The barrier to distribution is gone. I mean, you want to launch a TV station, start a YouTube channel, you want a radio show, Spotify's right there.
Right.
But that infinite shelf space has created this massive bottleneck. It's no longer about who can broadcast. It's about who have the production capacity to fill that space with something worth watching.
And that is exactly where we are heading today. We are looking at two key players that, when you sort of smash them together, might just solve this production crisis. We're doing a deep dive into the integration of Elucidat and Auto Content API.
And they're two very different beasts. On one side, you have Lucidat, a heavy hitter in the learning world. It's a really robust authoring platform for big, complex organizations to build impactful training.
And on the other side, Auto Content API. Now, for anyone listening who isn't super technical, API can sound a bit dry. How would you break that down?
Think of auto content less as a tool you log into and more like an industrial engine. It's infrastructure. It's designed to automate the heavy lifting of content creation. It's the factory floor, not the showroom.
Well, I like that. So if Elucidat is the showroom where the car is presented to the customer,
Oh.
Auto Content is the robot arm in the back welding the chassis together.
That is a great analogy, yeah. And the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you connect that robot arm to that showroom. We're exploring how an API-first content engine changes the game for a learning ecosystem like Elucidat.
And it solves the biggest bottleneck in corporate training, which isn't the software itself, is it?
No, not at all.
It's the time and money it takes to make the stuff that goes inside the software.
Precisely. We're moving from a model of, manual craft, one person writing one script, to a model of scalable infrastructure. It's the shift from a boutique bakery to an industrial bread factory.
Okay, so let's dig into the problem first, because making training is hard seems a bit broad.
Yeah.
What's the specific pain point we're talking about here?
Well, let's look at Elucidat's core mission. They help big organizations produce SME-generated content. That's subject matter expert.
Right, the engineers, the compliance officers, the top salespeople, the people who actually know the stuff.
Correct. And the goal is to get that knowledge out of their heads and into a course. Elucidat provides the structure for that, the course shell, the assessment tools, the compliance tracking, everything, so it talks to your learning management system.
They even have features like PowerPoint import to get you started.
Exactly.
But here's the rub. You have the shell, the house, if you will, but filling it with furniture is, well, it's expensive.
It's incredibly expensive. I was looking at the industry data in our source deck, and the numbers are just wild. To outsource a single high-quality podcast episode, you're looking at anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
$15,000 for one audio file. I mean, that is the entire training budget for some departments.
And video is even steeper. Professional production for those nice, polished training videos, it can range from $3,000 to $10,000 per project.
So because of that price tag, what do companies do? I've seen this a million times. The L&D manager looks at the budget, panics, and just goes back to text.
The click next slide deck.
Exactly. The wall of text that everyone hates, it's just slide after slide of bullet points because, filming a movie is too hard.
And that's where this integration with Auto Content API completely changes the calculus. The core philosophy here isn't just generating text, they call it content transformation.
Transformation. Okay, unpack that for me. How is that different from just asking a chatbot to write me a quiz?
It's the difference between linear and parallel production. In a linear model, which is how most of us work, you have one input and you spend time to make one output. You write a script, then you record it one-to-one.
Okay, makes sense.
Auto Content is designed for parallel production. One input, many assets. You feed it one source, and it transforms that source into multiple formats simultaneously.
Okay, parallel production sounds like a bit of a buzzword. Let's make this really real for the listener. Can we walk through a scenario?
Let's do it.
Imagine I'm an overworked L&D manager. I have a subject matter expert. Let's
Yeah.
call her Sarah. She works in compliance. And Sarah has written a dense 50-page PDF on new compliance standards for 2025.
A classic scenario, a real page-turner.
It is dry, it is boring, but it is legally required. In the old world, I'd stick that PDF in a Lucidit and maybe add a quiz. But now, let's use the stack. I feed Sarah's PDF into the Auto Content API. What happens next?
Okay, so the API analyzes the document structure. Then, because it's parallel, it triggers multiple workflows at once. So first, let's look at audio. The API doesn't just read the text like a robot. It actually generates a two-person dialogue.
A dialogue?
Yeah, simulating a radio show host and an expert discussing those compliance rules.
Wait, kind of like what we're doing right now.
Very similar. It uses two distinct AI voices to debate and explain the nuances of the PDF.
That is the aha moment for me right there. Suddenly, that PDF isn't homework, it's a podcast. An employee can listen to it on their commute. It becomes bingeable.
And that's just output number one. At the same time, the API is hitting the Video Create Shorts endpoint. It extracts key takeaways from that same PDF and generates vertical videos, you know, TikTok style with AI avatars and subtitles.
Which is perfect for the younger employees who are used to getting information in these 60-second bursts.
Correct. And for the course intro inside of Lucidat, it creates a horizontal 60 to 90 second explainer video.
Okay, just to recap the scoreboard here, we went from one PDF to a podcast, a series of shorts, and a high-end explainer video. And we haven't even opened a video editor.
We haven't touched a camera, haven't hired an actor, haven't booked a studio.
And then all those assets, they just plug directly into Elucidat?
Seamlessly. Elucidat explicitly markets its ability to enhance learning experiences. Mm. And this is exactly how you do it. You solve what they call the thin content problem. Instead of a boring slide, the learner gets a whole multimedia experience.
Okay, but let's talk about the elephant in the room, cost. We talked about thousands of dollars for the manual way. What does this API approach actually cost?
According to the pricing data we have, you're looking at roughly 400 credits for a video, which works out to about 4 euros on their business plan.
4 euros? Yeah, the audio costs are literally cents.
That breaks the math. It disrupts the whole budget model.
At 4 euros, you don't have to ration video anymore. You could literally make a video for every single policy update.
You could. And that brings us to the next major bottleneck Elucidat tries to solve. We've solved the money problem. Now we have to solve the time crisis.
Ah, yes, the SME time crisis. Elucidat talks a lot about leveraging in-house experts, but try getting your CEO or your top salesperson to sit in a recording booth for 3 hours.
It's just not happening. Their calendars are booked solid.
But employees want to hear from leadership. It builds trust. So how do we fix this without cloning the CEO?
Well, technically you do clone the CEO, or at least their voice.
Okay, voice cloning. I know some people get a little skeptical here. We've all heard those robotic, jerky AI voices. Is that what we're talking about?
No, not at all. The tech has moved so fast. We aren't talking about that old school robotic voice.
Yeah.
The source reviews for Auto Content describe these outputs as natural, steady, and believable.
Okay, so walk me through the workflow. How does the CEO get involved?
The CEO records audio one time, just a few minutes to get the baseline data. The API creates a clone. From that point on, any future update, a CEO update or market thoughts, is generated via text-to-speech using that clone.
So the marketing team types up the weekly update, hits a button, and it sounds like the CEO delivered it personally.
Yes. And this ties directly into one of Elucidat's key promises, personalized training at scale. You can now have the CEO welcome new hires by name or address specific departments without ever taking time off their calendar.
That is wildly powerful. But speaking of scale, there's another kind of scale that's usually a complete nightmare, globalization.
Ah, yes. The language barrier.
Elucidat has this great feature, Auto Translate. They say you can effortlessly translate courses into 75 plus languages, and that's great for the text on the screen.
Right. Translating text is relatively a solved problem, but here is the gap. What do you do about the video and the audio?
Yeah. If I translate the text to Spanish, but the video is still in English, it's just a bad experience.
Exactly. And usually, to fix that, you have to hire a Spanish voice actor to re-record the narration. You might have to refilm the video. It's a logistical nightmare that basically doubles your budget for every new language.
So companies just don't do it. They leave it in English and hope for the best.
Until now. The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. It can take that English training podcast we just talked about and instantly resynthesize it into Spanish, German, Japanese, or Hindi.
Wait, so it's not just dubbing over the top, it's regenerating the audio.
It's regenerating the entire asset in the target language. So a U.S.-based company can launch a training initiative in five markets, simultaneously.
That is a game changer for speed.
It multiplies the total addressable market for that training by 5x overnight. And because it's automated, you ensure consistency. The message in Tokyo is exactly the same as the message in New York.
That's incredible. I want to pivot slightly to the format of learning. We touched on it, but Ellucida focuses really heavily on microlearning, bite-sized training.
Yes, and specifically for things like sales training. Salespeople are probably the hardest audience to train because they are always on the move.
Right, they are not sitting through an hour-long webinar.
Never. They need daily tips. And this is where the API's ability to create faceless video channels comes into play.
Faceless channels. That sounds a bit mysterious. What does that mean in a corporate context?
It's a term from the YouTube world channels that produce content without a human on camera, usually using stock footage or animation. In the corporate context, imagine a sales tip of the day channel on your internal network.
Okay, so how do we automate that?
You set up a workflow. The API monitors a data feed, maybe a product update log or a CRM report. Let's say the engineering team logs a new feature update.
The API sees the new log entry.
And it triggers a script, takes the feature notes, writes a punchy script, grabs some stock footage, adds an AI avatar, and generates a 60-second vertical video.
So nobody had to pick up a camera. The data just changed and a video popped out.
Exactly. And let's look at the economics again. We call this cost arbitrage. Doing this, manually hiring an editor, filming costs anywhere from $50 to $300 per video. Doing it via the API costs 4 euros.
And that price difference allows you to do something you couldn't do before. Fail.
Chuckles.
Oh.
That's a great point. Yes, it allows for creative testing at scale.
Right. If a video costs $500, it has to work. But if it costs 4 euros.
You can flood the internal channel with different types of content to see what sticks. Does the team like humor? Do they like serious stats? If a video flops, who cares? You lost 4 euros. If it works, you double down. You just get to iterate faster.
It's quantity leading to quality, basically.
Precisely.
Now, there's one more layer to this that I find really fascinating. We've talked about transforming existing content, but what if you need new information? The source material mentions deep research and headless content production.
This is where we get into the real plumbing. Headless in tech usually means there's no user interface. It's just workflows that run without a human clicking buttons. The API integrates with tools like Make.com and Zapier to do this.
Okay, so how does the deep research part work?
So the API doesn't just write based on what it already knows. It uses what are called agents, powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI, to browse the live web.
Hold on, agents. Explain that like I'm five.
Think of an agent like a digital intern. You give the intern a task. Go read the Financial Times and tell me if our competitor launched a new product. The intern goes out, reads the site, and comes back with the answer. Except this intern works at the speed of light.
So it's not hallucinating, it's actually looking at real live data.
It's doing actual research on reputable sources like SEC.gov or competitor websites.
So give me a use case. How does this help a training team?
Imagine setting up recurring research. You tell the system to scan for market shifts every 24 hours. If it finds something important, it automatically generates a briefing document or an audio summary and pushes it directly into an Ellucidate module for your strategy team.
Wow, so the training course isn't static anymore. It's a living feed of market intelligence.
That's the shift. We are moving away from training as a product you finish and put on a shelf to training as a continuous stream of information.
That is a massive shift in mindset. It's almost like the learning and development team becomes a newsroom.
That is the perfect analogy. They are running a corporate newsroom, but the journalists and the cameramen are all APIs.
So if we pull back and look at the big picture here, we started with content saturation.
Yes.
It seems like the solution isn't to make less content, but to build a machine that can actually handle the demand.
We're moving from an era of building content, crafting it by hand, to architecting content flows. Ellucidate provides the classroom, the space where learning happens. Auto Content API provides the infinite library of textbooks, movies, and lectures to fill it.
And the competitive advantage just completely shifts. It's no longer who can make a video. I mean, anyone can make a video now.
The question is, who can make 1,000 videos? And specifically, who can make 1,000 videos that are relevant to tiny, specific niches inside the company? That's the long tail ROI.
The long tail. Break that down in this context.
Well, normally, you only make training for the big topics. Sales, compliance, HR, because they affect everyone. You don't make a high-quality video for the junior accountants in the Brussels office because the audience is too small to justify the cost.
Right. It's not worth spending $5,000 on a video for three people.
But if the video costs €4, suddenly you can make content for the Brussels accountants. You can serve every niche.
That is the part that blows my mind. The economics of niche just completely change. So here is my final thought for everyone listening, and specifically for the instructional designers out there who might be feeling a little, you know, nervous about all this automation.
It is a valid feeling, for sure.
If the cost of producing high-quality learning assets drops to near zero, if the video, the audio, the text are all effectively free, what happens to the role of the instructional designer?
It's a profound question. I think they stop being creators and they start being curators. Strategy becomes the only bottleneck. The value isn't in clicking record anymore. The value is in knowing what needs to be recorded.
Strategy is the only bottleneck. I love that. You don't need to be a videographer anymore. You need to be an editor-in-chief.
Exactly. You need to decide the curriculum. You need to design the flow. The machine builds the bricks, but you still have to design the house.
Well, that is a lot to chew on. From €4 videos to automated CEO clones to digital interns reading the Financial Times, the world of corporate training is definitely getting a software update.
It certainly is. And for those willing to adapt, it's a very exciting time.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. Check out the links to Elucidat and Auto Content API if you want to see the plumbing behind all this. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.
Take care.